Watcher, and a gigantic welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. Very unusually, we're starting way back in the 30s, almost unheard of territory for us moderns. Details later.
As a child, my thoughts would ever stray to the boy I hoped would come to me someday. But now I'm grown up and still I'm forced to stay in the land of make-believe. At night I close my eyes and picture him and me, dreaming of the words he'd whisper tenderly. The dawn would open my eyes and I could see it was only make-believe. I should know what to do and say the day he comes along. I've rehearsed it time and time again. Still, if he should come and answer to my lonely song, I couldn't say a word. But till then I'll try to keep right on my dreaming all alone. One I seek has claimed me for his own. But if he doesn't, I'll just go on alone in the land of make-believe.
...2019 is the centennial of Nat King Cole's birth, so in 39 Nat would have been a 20-year-old, way before his hugely successful career as a singer. He was then regarded as a prodigiously talented pianist, and his trio with Oscar Moore guitar and then Wesley Prince bass was formed in 37. Most of their early work was backing vocalists, often joining in themselves. I think the vocalist here was Pauline Burns, often booked as Pauline and Her Perils. But this magnificent Resonance Records 7-CD box set, complete with 56-page booklet, does not include a detailed discography per song. That's odd, isn't it? We heard The Land of Make-Believe. This box set is called Hitting the Ramp, the early years, 36 to 43. And if all goes well, we're going to hear another song from this set later. Next album is called Chet Baker, Live at Ronnie Scott's, London.
Can't move. little clouds, send little clouds. Just when I saw opening doors, finally knowing the one that I wanted was yours, making my entrance again with my usual flair. Sure of my lines, no one was there. My fault, I fear. I thought you'd want what I want. Sorry, sorry, my dear. Send in the clouds. Send in the clouds. Isn't it rich? Isn't it queer? Losing my timing like this, this late in my career. Send in the clouds. Send in the clouds. Send them all.
Chet Baker, by this stage, sings as much as he plays. Yes, his singing was limited, but it was from the heart, and it was bluesy, and it did make him a rock star, with many of his female admirers. This Scots gig was a very pared-back performance by Chet Baker, trumpet, Michelle Grayler, piano, and Ricardo Delfra, bass. But on Sondheim's Send in the Clowns, the vocal role is handed over to one of Chet's biggest fans, Van Morrison. Those of you who love Chet singing may feel a bit short-changed. So here's the first couple of mins of But Not For Me.
The bribing songs of love, but not for me. The lucky stars above, but not for me. With love to lead the way, I've found more clouds of grey than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool to fall and get that way. Hi-ho, alas, alack-a-day. Although I can't dismiss the memory of her kiss, I guess she's not for me.
The same June 86 gig at Ronnie Scott's, the distinctive, unmistakable Chet Baker's voice singing on But Not For Me. Obviously just an extract, but this next song is of a live gig and the live recording was truncated. I assume the old tape recorder simply ran out of tape. Those of you of tender years may need to Google tape recorder. So the abrupt ending is not my fault, for a change.
This next composition is called Brandenburg Gate. It was written as a tribute to Bach and to our stay in Germany, and the chord progressions are much like a Bach chorale. Slightly different.
Talking of instantly recognisable, that was indeed the day Brubeck Quartet, live in 65. So it's the classic Brubeck Quartet, one that came into being in 57 and took the jazz world by storm with their playing. After that, they took over the whole world by having a top 10 hit in late 61 with Take 5. They had two more hits in 62, by the way, not quite as big. Let me please give you, yes, I know that you know, the lineup of the classic quartet. Brubeck piano, Paul Desmond alto, Eugene Wright bass, Joe Morello drums. Brandenburg gate. Apologies. Whilst this album is called The Canadian Concert 1965, I chose one of the four bonus tracks on the CD reissue. That was from a KQED TV programme recorded in New York City, Jan 62. Same lineup, of course. An Ellington compo next. Pitter. Patter Panther, apparently. This is a promotional CD in a beautiful hardback cover with lots and lots of photos and write-ups of Bang & Olufsen equipment. It's a B&O promotional, not-for-sale album. They call that tune Pitter Patter Panther. Duke Ellington wrote it in 1940 when, to confuse you even more, it had had the working title of The Panther Patter. Anyway, Duke called it Pitter Panther Patter. By this time, you've, quite correctly, lost all interest in my confusing title correction, and rightly so. The original October 1st, 1940 version featured the duo of Ellington Piano and the legendary revolutionary bassist Jimmy Blanton. The one we just heard can't quite match those illustrious names, but they do come close. Mulgrew Miller, piano, Niels Henning, Orsted Pedersen, NHOP, bass. Recorded in Copenhagen for Bang & Olufsen, Jan 99. I had played you the Ellington Blanton version years ago now, but I will dig out an alternate take of the original for later in the show, as it's such a fabulous song. Next up, Blimey. Thank you. Blimey is the name of the song. Saying that at primary school in my day would have got you a clip round the ear, a clip round the lug hole, to use the parlance of the day. This is from a crisscross album called With Reason, Good Company. Co-leaders are Ted Brown tenor, Jimmy Rainey guitar. But it's also an outstanding rhythm section. Hod O'Brien piano, Buster Williams bass, Ben Riley drums. Recorded by Rudy Van Gelder, December 85. Ted Brown really is the epitome of the underrated jazz muso. From his first recorded album as a leader, he had to wait 29 years for his second one, this one. I only know four of his albums as a leader, and he's truly brilliant. Back to 62. Was Paul Blay, August 62 on Savoy Records. The LP is called Footloose, and it has the most ludicrous liner notes ever. They annoyed me so much, I think it's only fair that I share at least a bit of them with you now. Quote, take an earshot wound to a lady doctor, let an easy calm be gained, and, freightless, revive as much as can be heard. Then, essentially, due to the influence of one Dick Razor, she'll cancel her gratitude with, oh, it's quite a trio, all right, but something must be left for my husband to offer, unquote. What the... Facts, that was a Paul Blay compo, turns, Blay piano, Steve Swallow bass, Pete LaRocca drums. Zoot Sims, next up. Thank you. Originally, this song Nashville, that's Nash-ville. Dick Nash is the trombonist on this song. Let me complicate this as much as poss. The four songs, one of which we now know is Nash-ville, were originally issued on a 10-inch jump LP in 55 under the name of the Hall Daniels Septet. Daniels plays trumpet and wrote Nash-ville. Jump issued a 12-inch LP in 77 with 10 tracks, same four as the earlier LP, but with alternate takes under the joint names of Zoot Sims, he's on tenor, and Dick Nash. And in 2013, here comes Delmark Records with a CD with 12 tracks, same four, but with more alternate takes this time, under the sole leadership of Zoot Sims. Phew-ee, is all that clear? If not, fear not. That was totally unnecessary detail. The other members of the septet, there are five of them, so yes, it's really an octet, but we'll skim over that. Bob Gordon, baritone, Tony Ritzy, guitar, Paul Atkinson, piano, Rolly Bundock, bass, and Jack Sperling, drums. Recorded in Hollywood, Feb 55. We heard the alternate take two, by the way. Let's do something a bit simpler now, please. Another piano-based duo, a week for them. Billy Strayhorn's eternally beautiful Lotus Blossom. Yes, we should really play a different version of that every week. This 2013 Pasadena, California recorded version features Jeff Colella piano, Putter Smith bass. And that's all we need to know. Vocal next.
working Monday night, and Tuesday might not be quite right. So come by Sunday, Sunday night I'm free. Come by Sunday, spend some time with me. Wednesday night I'm booked in full, and Thursday night's the taffy pull. Come by Sunday, Sunday come for tea. Come by Sunday, spend some time with me. It isn't necessary to call on the phone. If you decide to come on by, I'll be waiting all alone. Friday night I'm always out, and Saturday I bowl about. Come by Sunday, make it after three. Come by Sunday, some time with me. I always make appointments at least a week ahead. For 6 long days I go like mad. The 7th day I stay in bed. The whole week through I'm on the town, but Sunday always gets me done. So come by Sunday, make it after three. Come by Sunday, spend some time with me.
The singer is Noreen Tate. She was born in Shawnee, Oklahoma, went to Kansas State Teachers College and then taught at primary schools. After a very brief appearance with the Noble Sissle Band, she moved to New York, and I don't think she ever left Manhattan after that, having long, long residences at various clubs from the Village up to Harlem. This LP, Tenderly, that was her most famous song, was recorded in Manhattan, where else, in early 57, with Isaac Royal Piano, Al Hall Bass, and Ellington's long-term drummer, Sonny Greer. We heard Come By Sunday. We're off back to Ronnie's, and this features their first ever American jazz man at the club.
We'll be right back.
1961, Ronnie Scott and his partner Pete King were really struggling to keep their less than two-year-old club running. It was impossible to get Americans over unless a Brit went to the US to perform in exchange. And we didn't have many musos that the American public wanted to see or hear. Above their own deep pool of talent, that is. Pete King arranged for Tubby Hayes to play in New York, play and record, in fact, and was given permission by the American Federation of Musicians to try and persuade an American to make the trip to London. And tenor man Zoot Sims readily agreed. A four-week residency at the club in Gerrard Street back then. Yes, I know we featured Zoot earlier in the show, but that can only be good. It's Zoot Sims tenor, backed by the Ronnie Scott, Jimmy Dutcher quintet. Ronnie tenor, Jimmy trumpet, the magnificent Stan Tracy piano, Kenny Napper bass and Jackie Dugan drums. November 61. That was a Jimmy Dutcher song, Desperation. Here's Lisa Hilton. Lisa Hilton with her own song, Nocturnal, and it's the title song of this New York City October 2015 recorded CD. Pulsating or what? Lisa piano, J.D. Allen tenor, Terrell Stafford trumpet, Greg August bass and Antonio Sanchez drums. Lisa's only comment on this album is, quote, "the music sprang from deep emotional experience," unquote. So, from one of my fave pianists to yet another, this time backing a singer. Thank you.
can say, nothing I can do. That folks don't criticize me, but I'm gonna do just what I wanna do anyway. I don't care what people say. If I should take a notion to jump into an ocean, ain't nobody's business if I do. If I go to church on a Sunday, then I cabaret all day Monday. Ain't nobody's business if I do. If I should get a feeling to dance upon the ceiling, ain't nobody's business if I do. If I let my best companion drive me into a canyon, ain't nobody's business if I do.
Blues standard, Taint Nobody's Business If I Do, sung by all the jazz and blues greats, Bessie Smith, Alberta Hunter, Billie Holiday, Dinah Washington, Jimmy Witherspoon, and now Mary Stallings in May 94 in Hayward, California, adds her version, backed by Gene Harris piano, he of Three Sounds fame, of course, Ron Ischette guitar, Luther Hughes bass, and Paul Humphrey drums. Rushing, two more to squeeze in. Here's the Duke, as promised. Thank you. Pitter, panther, patter. Take two, and it can't get better than that, can it? Ellington piano, Jimmy Blanton bass. Chicago, Tuesday, October the 1st, 1940. Our closer is from that Nat King Cole box set. I've chosen this partly for the music, but mainly for the ridiculous hep chat by Nat as the intro. We tend to think of the beat talk as 50s, but this is 1943. The song is I Know That You Know. The lineup is now Nat Cole piano, Oscar Moore guitar with Johnny Miller bass. Enjoy, cats.
Look, cats, since this is our first powwow on the PA, we'd like to be put hep on just what type of tunes you diggers want dug. Just drop a line to the King Cole Trio, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA, telling us what groove you want jugged, and tickle my belly, we'll send you the jelly. Until then, swing men, try get along with I Know That You Know.
Tickle my belly and we'll send you to Delhi. Hope you've had fun listening and equally hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.